Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If they were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and there will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still don't know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." Gospel of the Lord.
People runs, polity. It changed the whole society. And then today, many people follow St. Francis's spirituality because it's simplicity. God is simple. That's how people follow God through the life of the saints and the life of the Word of God incarnate in each saint. We too, we can do great work because Jesus is working through us. If you believe, you do greater work. We are not greater than Jesus. But this depends on us to go to different families, different houses, to serve, to listen, to hold, to embrace, to kiss, to hold. All these actions of love come just to share the love of Jesus. So if you live really the Word of God, if you really believe, that's what the gospel says. If you believe, you can do much greater work. Sometimes people say you are not worthy. Of course, nobody is worthy to be disciple of Jesus. We're chosen, not before the priest. As a matter of fact, on the first reading, for the deacons, right? I just wonder, in Hong Kong diocese, not too many English-speaking deacons, permanent deacons. If they ever thought to apply for deaconate, you can. Although the majority now, they are Chinese. But the churches, universal, they serve the community in different churches. So you serve communion. What do you think? Just give your thought. If you have this thought, tell me. I think a cardinal wants in every church at least two deacons. The deacons is you have to praise not for liturgy. It's part of it. Mostly is to live a society with your presence. You become, you take the holy order of deaconate. You share the priesthood of Christ. So in a very different way, a permanent deacon can be married or single. Anybody can join. If you don't like or you don't have the chance to become a priest, share this priesthood. So it's a good way to spread the gospel through your presence. So today, Jesus invited us, telling us, don't be afraid. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the truth, I am life. Of course, this way is a narrow way, not a large way. Because the way of God, the way of Jesus, is the way of the cross. If you want to follow Christ, work hard. It's not because I enjoy life. No. If you want to follow Jesus, just share whatever you have. Don't think I have to carry every cross. That's not for you, for time being. Just your cross. This is the way. Everybody has a different cross, has a different ways of life. You follow it only for you. God chose you for this cross. Lord, the other cross. So this self-sanctity, live up to your calling, the stand. God called you, I'm the way of the cross. I'm the truth. If you need the Word of God, you become another person, a person of Christ. That's what St. Paul is saying. Today is not that I live, but Jesus lives in me. That's how you live the life. It's a kind of joy, because no matter there was crosses or surrounding us, we feel secured because Jesus is the one, although many people shouting, kicking him, he just step by step for love, but for himself, for all of us, all the last is blood is shed for us. That means we share our crosses for others. Offer it to Jesus and even pray for others. And that's how you got the peace. The more you look for yourself, live for yourself, less peace you have. The more you give for others, the more peace you have. Because this is a true sense of love. Love is always giving. Love is always the first one to love. Love is always unconditional. This is the way Jesus lived. And he wants us to live in this way. And that's why I'm the way and the truth. Right truth is love. And life, actually. Jesus gave his body and blood to us. So that today, you really, Jesus lives in you. Tangible. Unless you don't believe in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the real body and blood of Christ. When it comes to you, your body becomes the body of Christ. You are no more yourself. United with the Lord. That's how we have peace. If you don't live, you don't put God in the first place, if you don't live in God's will, surely there will be no peace at all. Although you, before the other people, you present yourself very peaceful. Remember, the heart, he knows. Although you are a quiet person, it doesn't mean you're a peaceful person. Peaceful means you have settled in the Lord. For one way or another, peace things, peaceful things, or hazardous experiences, always at peace. Because you consider, if this is the will of God, thank you, Jesus. This is how we live our life in this way. So thank the Lord that we are taught by him, we follow him, the way, the truth, and life. That our life be his. Jesus said, when those who see me see God the Father, we don't understand. When people see you, see Jesus. Please tell me.